Okay, so we're in the middle of the sugya of Birchas HaMitzvah, Al versus Li. So let's talk a little bit about that tonight. When do you say Al, when do you say Li? Because the Gemara has a discussion. First, it starts off by saying that Kulei Alma holds that Belivire, Lok Pligi Devade La Ba Mashma, Ki Pligi Ba'al Biur. Right, one Adam Marsover Meikar Mashma, Marsover Lahaba Mashma. It's machlokes whether the lashon of Al even works for what we're trying to accomplish. We're trying to accomplish over Lasiyasa, as the Gemara concludes at the end. So it's a machlokes whether or not Al even accomplishes it being over Lasiyasa. When Mandamra says it's Meikar Mashma, it's not really over Lasiyasa. So then we had the flow of the Gemara. What about the Aviyah Ben, Al Hamila? So would the Aviyah Ben say Al or Li? So he says there, no, the Aviyah Ben Ein Achinami would say Li, but when there's a Moel doing it, so he has to say Al. So it seems like the Li is L'chadchila and the Al is B'dievid. Again, we had another possibility by Al HaShchita. So he said if he's not doing the Shchita, it has to be Al. But if he were doing the Shchita, Ein Achinami would be Li. And then the Gemara finally concludes, V'hilchasa Al Bir Chometz. So that's the Gemara's psak. So the question, and it's, the Gemara doesn't paskin every boy. This is one of the times that helpfully the Gemara says this is the halacha finished. So that's great, but what's the obvious kasha? Right, the Gemara gets the anti brisker award. Right, the whole yisod is what you're trying to be yotze l'chol adeus whenever you can. Why do you have to make a machlokus? Right, that's the standard difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Ashkenazim, they always go like the Ramah. The Ramah had the same idea that whenever you have a machlokas, it's always kedai to be machmir for strong opinions in the Rishonim. You don't have to be machmir for every single opinion, but if there's opinions in the Rishonim that are worth being machmir for, so you should be machmir. And the Ramah says, and then the Machaber says, no, there's psak halacha. You go Rosh, Rambam, Rif, best 2 out of 3, and that's the halacha. What are you worried about? That's why you're going to find many, many more chumras in the Ramah than you're ever going to find in the Mechaber, because the Mechaber went strict psak halacha with his system, and the Ramah's system was more, there's a yesh lachush for this opinion, for that opinion, it's worth trying to mekayim all the opinions. So here, the Gemara has just the exact opposite. What would be the smart thing to paskin? Kuleyama. Why would I want to dafka paskin al when everyone agrees that li is lahaba mashma? The only question is al lahaba mashma. So this is a very strong kasha that all the Rishonim deal with. So the small tosis there, Hilchasa, Al Bir Chametz, the tosis right away tries to answer this kasha. It says, Yachol hu lo markein, she'af ze haloshen mashma lahaba. So the first answer in tosis is, he is able to say Al. Not that you must say Al. You can say Al. And because, as we say, that the Gemara is telling you the halacha is Al is mashma lahaba. But that's opinion number one. And Tosfos then says, or O Shema Dafka Al Biur Chametz V'Yesh Tam B'Brachas. Maybe it's Al Biur Chametz, and there is some time, there is some reason behind why certain brachas are Al and why certain brachas are lit. Then he says, V'Ri Lo Matzah Tam L'Chol HaBrachas. The Ri wasn't able to find a pattern. He wasn't able to find a system that he could tell you when each one has to be Al versus has to be lit. Because if you look throughout all the brachos, and in truth, if you go through these Rishonim carefully, you'll see that our system is not a system. The way we do everything is not always consistent with any single shita. So the Ri, basically, I mean, I don't know this for a fact, but the Ri might have had a similar system to ours, and you don't end up with full consistency. So the Ri just kind of threw up his hands and said, I don't know. I don't know what the system is. Just keep going with what we have, but I'm not able to figure out which one is which. That was the way the Ri concluded. So shita number one in the Rishonim as to when you say Al versus Li is, I don't know. The Ri says, I can't tell you. And it's very intellectually honest of him to tell you that he could not find a system. Okay, so that's the first opinion, the opinion of the Ri. That there might be a system, but we don't know what it is. Okay. Now, in terms of, do I have the right notes here? It would be nice if I did. What? Yeah, the Rashba has a lot to say about this topic in general, but we're not going to get involved in that particular Rashba here. We'll just do the Rishonim on this Gemara. So the opinion of the Rambam we'll do next. I don't have a Rambam in front of me, but if you take a look, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos has an Arichas here in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph through Tezvav. Oh, you have one? Ahava, beautiful. All right. So the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, there you go. Yud Aleph. Okay. So he starts off in Yud Aleph, Kala Osa Mitzvah, Bein Shehoysa Chova Olav, Bein Sheina Chova, Im Aso So La Atzmo, Mevorach La Asos, Aso So La Achirim, Mevorach Al Ho Asiyah. And then he gives you an example, Ketzad Lovash Tfilin, Mevorach Lihon Yach Tfilin, Nisatif Betzitzis, Mevorach Lihisatif, Yoshev Besukkah, Mevorach Leshev Besukkah, it goes on and on. Lasos makke, etc. And then halacha yigimul avlim kava mezuzah lacher mevarch al kvias mezuzah. Right, also the makke of alachilat alasias makke hifresh truma al hafreshes truma al hamila v'chein kol chayotze beilu. So that's the Rambam says. When you can say le, you say le. When you say al, you say al. And that's exactly. If you read our Gemara, that's exactly what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Akasha, how could you say that Al doesn't work, Al Hamila? Right, so the Gemara answers, no, that's because there's a Mol doing it. But if the Avia Ben would do it, then you say Lamul. And if it was going to be Al Hashkita, how could that be? So the answer is, no, that's because the Shochit's doing it. If you were going to Shechta yourself, it would be Lishchot. So that's the Rambam going straight out of the Gemara. Nothing fancy. Right, and then he has a question in Halacha Yedalit. Also, a mitzvah lo ula achirim ke'echad im hoysa mitzvah she'ena chova mevorech al ha'asiyah. If it was a mitzvah that wasn't really a chiyuv, it's like we'll call a chiyuv ktsas. I think that's the lashon of Kesef Mishnah. It's a chiyuv ktsas, so he makes the bracha of al. Lefichachu mevorech al mitzvahs eruv. There's no chiyuv to make an eruv. Right, that's somebody told me a good joke. I don't know, you may have heard it already. It's a good Jewish joke. Guy had a chavrusa for 20 years, every Shabbos afternoon. This guy was, you know, he would learn with his chavrusa. His chavrusa was a real lamdan, wonderful guy. So, after 20 years, the guy comes to me, says, I have a confession to make. He says, what's wrong? He says, I have to tell you, I'm not Jewish. He says, what do you mean? You're not Jewish? He's like, I'm not Jewish. I like learning Torah. So I know Jews wouldn't teach me Torah if I would tell them I wasn't Jewish. So I pretend to be Jewish. I come to learn every Shabbos afternoon. So he says, but I don't understand. I've spent whole Shabbosos with you. Like, you keep Shabbos. If you learn Torah, you know a goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. So he says to him, no. On my way to come to learn with you, I put a key in my pocket, and I carry the key as I come. So he goes, he's like, I'm sorry to tell you, but you're still not being Mechal Shabbos. There's an Erev in the neighborhood. So he goes, you think I hold by the Erev? So, okay. Anyway, I thought it was cute. Anyway, even a guy won't hold by the Erev. But Lamaisa, the Rambam points out that there is something called an Erev. He's not talking about our Erev, but he says the concept of an Erev is Al Mitzvah's Erev, because it's not a Chiyuv to make an Erev. If you want to use it, you can make an Erev, but if you don't want to use it, you don't have to. Right, and then he gives a couple of other examples. Okay, that's the basic idea in the Rambam. He goes on for a little bit longer. So what's the yisod of the Rambam here? So Rav Soloveitchik has a really, really great piece. All the pieces are good in the Ari Kedem, but this one is off the charts good. He basically explains what's the yisod of the Rambam versus, we'll see the other Rishonim as well, is in Simen Yud Zayin in the Ari Kedem. Says the Rambam's opinion is that what are we trying to accomplish when we make a bracha? When the Chazal made the Nusach HaBracha, what were they trying to do? Were they trying to make a bracha on the Chefza Shel Mitzvah, or were they trying to make a bracha on the Maisa HaMitzvah of the Gavra? So here, the Rambam is saying that the Iker bracha that you're trying to make is on the Maisa Shel Mitzvah, the Gavra. It's not on the Chefza Shel Mitzvah. They weren't trying to make a bracha on the Chefza Shel Mitzvah. So which Nusach would fit in with which? Al's on the Chefza Shel Mitzvah. On this mitzvah is being done. right? Like we said the other time, al hamila is shayach, that there's a mitzvah of mila that's being fulfilled here, right? We said that maybe within the sheet of the marach or zeruah, al hamila, or maybe if the Rambam has two dinim in bris mila, you say al hamila, because really they're only being the kind, the second din of bris mila, that the kid should be gemalt. But it's not the maisa mitzvah of mila that we're trying to make the bracha. So if a moel is making the bracha of al hamila, it's because he's not mitzuva in the maisa that the gavra has to do. He's not mitzuva in anything, but he's the shliach of the father to perform the mitzvah. He's not mitzuva in the maisa. So he can't say, asher kedishan mitzvah tzvon in the maisa of this mitzvah. I'm not mitzuva in the maisa of this mitzvah. But l'charchila, we want to make the bracha on the Maisa of the Asiris Agavra. We're not looking to make a bracha on the Chefta Shel Mitzvah. So the Rambam says, whenever you can, you're supposed to say it with the Lashon Li. You're not supposed to say it with the Lashon Al. Al is not, Al is not as good of a Lashon in terms of the way Chachamim were interested in you making the bracha. And therefore, if you're going to do the mitzvah, you say the bracha Lamul Asaben. You don't say Al Hamila. Right? Similar, Lishchot HaPesach, or you know, all the examples that we have in the Gemara. So according to this Rambam, there's an interesting kasha that Rav Soloveitchik raises. He says, what about the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah? He says, if you look in the Rambam in Ilchus Tefillah, we have it here. Yeah, the Rambam in Ilchus Tefillah, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, points out that what's the Rambam's nusach of Birchas HaTorah? According to our nusach, it would be great. Because we say, Asher Kishon Sosvanu, La Sok B'Divrei Sora. Right? But the Rambam doesn't have such a Lashon. What is the Rambam's Lashon of the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah? Baruch Adah Hashem L'Kinim HaKolam, Asher Kishon Sosvanu, Al Divrei Torah. So if it's going to be Al Divrei Torah, and not La Sok B'Divrei Torah, so why is he making a bracha Al? He should make a bracha Lit. It's not someone else's Chiyuv that I'm doing for him. So what's the answer? What do you mean?
Right.
Famous part from Reb Chaim. So he says, according to Reb Chaim's famous vort in the Rambam Shita in Birchas HaTorah, and everybody Shita in Birchas HaTorah, then makes perfect sense that the Rambam holds Al and not Lit. Because what's Reb Chaim's whole vort? That the brachos in Birchas HaTorah are not a kiyum in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a kiyum in the Chefetz Shel Torah. There's not a regular Birchas HaMitzvah for Limud HaTorah. It's just that when a person comes in contact with a Chefetz Shel Torah, he has a chiv to make a bracha. It's impossible that a person should come in contact, right? Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godol Elokeinu. The Gemara says, Birchas HaTorah, how do we learn it min HaTorah? So it says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godol Elokeinu. When I call in the name of Hashem, right? What's the lashon calling in the name of Hashem? Like the Ramban says in the Zaktama, the Sefer Bereishis, Kol HaTorah Kula Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The shame of Hashem refers to Torah. So when I kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call in the name of Hashem, Kavu Godel Elokeinu, I have to praise Him. I can't not. How can I say the name of Hashem? How can I say words of Torah without screaming out praises to the Ribbono Shel Olam? And therefore, when a person comes in contact with a Chefetz Shel Torah, then he's chayev to say a Birchas HaTorah, not on the chiyuv of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, rather on the Chefetz Shel Torah itself. So therefore, the Rambam fits in perfectly with the way Rav Soloveitchik wants to explain him here, that the Nusach of Al is on the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, not on the Maisa Mitzvah of Li, and therefore the Chachamim wanted to be Misakin that you should dafka make a bracha on the Maisa when that's the Chiyuv. But Birchas HaTorah is not standard Birchas Mitzvah, you make a bracha on the Chefetz Shel Torah. Right? We use that to explain a whole bunch of kashas. Right? You had the machlokis between the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra by Hirurei Torah. You guys remember when we spoke this out? Oh, you were the only one here. Oh, okay. Okay. We spoke this out when we were learning Sukkah, the big Tosus in the end of Sukkah over there by other Birchas HaMitzvah, but we did the whole vort from the Brisker Rav on Brachas on Minhagim, so at the end he throws in this one from Reb Chaim. It's kedai to read the whole Brisker Rav anyway, so if you get a chance. So check out that Brisker Rav and Hilchos Brachas. But the Yisod of Rav Chaim answers the Kasha, because the Mechaber Paskins that if you're Maharher B'Torah, So you only say, you don't make Birchat Torah, but the Gra over there says, I don't understand what you're talking about. He says, thinking and learning, of course that's a kiyum in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What's the, it says, v'hagisa bo yom ha'layla. Hagisa is lashon higyon ha'lev. It says, to think and learning is a vada kiyum. The Gemara says it's a skula for zikaron. If you speak the words out, it's better if you speak the words out. You shouldn't only think the words because you're not engaging enough parts of your brain. You're not engaging enough parts of your body. If you move your hands and body when you're learning Torah, that's also better at school. Everything should get involved in the learning. But lemais, at the end of the day, it's certainly a kiyum in the midst of Talmud Torah. Reb Chaim's Teretz works out perfectly in terms of the mechaber is holding it's a brach on the cheftajal Torah. The Gaon is holding it's a mitzvah on the limurat Torah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's what we're making the bracha on. But a cheftashel Torah, just on hearer, that's not a cheftashel Torah. Right? That's why kuleyamalo pligi, if you write divrei Torah, then the mechaber paskins there, you for sure make a birchat Torah. So Mishnah Berurah has the one teretz, the right, has the Baal Batish teretz, that maybe when you're writing, you'll speak out the words, but according to this, makes perfect sense. You're generating a cheftashel Torah by writing it down. So that's also tone bracha. Right? We also said by nashim of archas birchat Torah, Mechaber doesn't really explain himself. It's the last sif, I think, in Hilchus Birchat Torah, in Simen Mem Zayin. Is it Simen Mem Zayin? I don't even remember. I think it's Simen Mem Zayin. It says the last sif is Nashim Avarach's Birchat Torah. So everybody stands on their head to try to figure out what's the pshat. How could it be that women have to make Birchat Torah? So the standard teretz, the Taz quotes it, I think the Magen Avraham also quotes it, that they're chayiv to learn the mitzvahs that are shayach to them. I think the Beis Halevi has a whole arichas to try to prove that doesn't count as a mitzvah Talmud Torah. To learn the mitzvahs as a hechsher mitzvah, to try to do the mitzvahs, that's not considered a mitzvah of Talmud Torah that would be toh and bracha. So if you hold like the Beis Halevi, then you can't say that teretz. So Reb Chaim's teretz works better. Reb Chaim's teretz is when a woman, regardless of her chiyuv to learn Torah or not to learn Torah, if she says words of Torah, that's going to constitute a chefzah shel Torah the same as anybody else. And therefore, that bracha is also going to, that Torah is also going to be ton bracha. So that's the standard vart from Reb Chaim. So based on that Reb Chaim, it makes perfect sense why the Rambam's lashon is al divrei Torah and not lasuk b'divrei Torah. Anyway, so it works out very nicely. Yeah.
So nowadays, which part of the Rambam are we not holding?
What do you mean?
Because Birchat Torah. We don't say.
Well, we might not be holding like the entire vort in the Rambam. We might not be holding like the idea in the Rambam. I added a little bit. I assume this is what Rav Soloveitchik meant. What Rav Soloveitchik said is that the Rambam Shita is that you make the bracha, that the Lashon of Al is on the Cheftashel Mitzvah and Liz on the Maisa of the Gavra. So I was just explaining. So according to the Rambam, the Chachamim's Iker Takana was that you should make the bracha on the Maisa of the Gavra, not on the Chefta. When you have no other choice, then of course you make the bracha on the Chefta Shel Mitzvah. Because you're left with the Chefta Shel Mitzvah even when there's no Kiyum of the Asiyas Agavra. So therefore, I was just adding the motivational part. Nothing really. I assume that's obviously what he meant. But is that's a question. We'll see. Rabbeinu Tam holds not Kemat the opposite of that. Right, well, there's two possibilities. Meaning, you could say we hold like the Gon that it's not in the Cheftashel Torah, it's on the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, or we might not be holding like the Rambam anyway. So we'll see. But anyway, that's the sheet of the Rambam, and I thought the Rambam was Lashitaso from another famous Vartar Soloveitchik has that he probably did this when you're doing Hilchos Sukkah. Right, the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah has his famous Chiddush, and I think the Ran quotes it here. I think the Ran by us. Where is that Ran? Oh, way off. I believe the Ran on Dalet Amud Aleph in the Dape Arif. The Ran has such a lush here. He says, "Klomar kodem kid yafina begemar de over lishna dag dumeu mikan lomar a ram bamzel shitzarech lervarech leishev basuka kodem sheyeshev shim yashav tchila lo have a over las yasa." Right. So he says that if you don't sit down, it's not over las yasa. Right, so the Rambam Shita is when you walk into the sukkah, you don't make a bracha, and if you if you sit down in the sukkah to eat, that's when you make your bracha, because otherwise you should stand, meaning you should stand, then sit down, right? And the Rambam outlines this, in Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Vav, Alach Yud Beis, where he says that on the first night of Sukkot, or really all the nights of Sukkot, that you're going to make Kiddush, so you should first stand up, make Kiddush, and then you should sit down in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. You should make the bracha Leishi B'Sukkah, and then you should sit down, right? That's the famous shita of the Rambam. There's other reasons also why people stand dafka on the first night of Sukkot. But people who sit for Kiddush all year round, based on this shita of the Rambam, they stand for Kiddush and then they sit down. So the Ran says, Lo Nihiro, what's the Rambam talking about? You have to sit down in order to make the bracha Leishi B'Sukkah? He says, that's not true. Dehavadai ilu ratza lecho ma'umad ala tayo b'sukkah ma'umad hare yatze dechovaso. Let's say you spend the entire time standing up. Right? I forgot who says it. It might even be the Kaf HaChaim, but somebody says that, and everybody I've ever seen is makbid for this. You make Kiddush, then what's the next thing that you do? People make Kiddush like Darizal, let's say. They stand up the whole Kiddush. Right? So you make Kiddush, you sit down and you drink. Why do you have to sit down and drink? I think it's the Kaf HaChaim, one of the late Achronim on. No, it's just better manners. What kind of bad manners is it that you drink standing up? So it's not derech eretz to drink standing up, so you should sit down. Right? So, but l'maisa, the Ran points out, if you would drink while standing, what, that wouldn't be yeshiva b'sukkah? Like, you have to be such a literalist. It's yeshiva b'sukkah. You mamash have to sit? You don't have to sit. You can walk around. You can pace back and forth in the sukkah throughout the meal. It's not such derech eretz. But l'maisa, you're 100% yotze, the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. The cave and shekain, ma ben yashav lilo yashav. El kol shelo ochal v'nis akev sham over lasiaso hu she'ein lashon leishiv b'kan. I'm sorry. El ke'ein lodur the lishna dekra nokat dechsev basukas teishvu. He says, well, dafka yeshiva. What does it have to do with anything? It says in the positive, basukas teishvu, lashon dira, not lashon yeshiva. That's not, doesn't understand what the Rambam is talking about. All right. Maisa, the Rosh also, the Rosh in Sukkah, it's the same exact kasha. The Rosh is in Perek Dalet Simon Gimel. Says he doesn't know what the Rambam is talking about. So when we're learning Sukkah and Shir, Rav Schechter quoted, it's in a sefer in Eretz HaTzvi, Simon Gimel Os Beis, I believe, in the Kuntres from Rav Salvechi, in the Kuntres Birch HaMitzvos. I was looking at Rabbi Ganak's new sefer on Brachas. He doesn't quote it there, but Rav Schechter quotes it from Rav Salvechi that what's the whole yisod of the Rambam? That the Rambam Shita is that we don't make a bracha on the kiyum mitzvah. What do we make a bracha on? We make a bracha on a maisa mesuyim. That the Chazal weren't misakin a bracha every time you're simply makayim a mitzvah. There has to be a maisa mitzvah mesuyim that you can make a bracha on that maisa mitzvah. And therefore, when a person walks into a sukkah, even if he ends up standing there for a really long time, so there's not a maisa mitzvah mesuyim that he's actually sitting down to be kovei himself, to be yotzei the chiyuv of yeshiva b'sukkah. Mashenkin, when he sits down at the table, then he's making an outward statement with his body. He's making an outward motion that he's going to be yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah right now, ayidei kviya suda. And therefore, that constitutes such a maisa mitzvah mesuyim that Chazal wanted the birch mitzvah to be chal on. And therefore, they waited until he was able to sit down in order to be mechayev and to make that bracha. So best thing to do, stand up for Kiddush, then right before you sit down, say Leishi B'Sukkah, and then sit down and begin your meal in the Sukkah. That's the Shitas HaRambam. However, the Rosh and the Ran don't necessarily buy into this. Maybe they're more into the idea that a person can make a bracha on the Kiyom HaMitzvah. It doesn't have to be a Maisa Mesuyim that's Goreim the Kiyom. It could just be something in which through this maisa you can be mekayim the mitzvah. Now, there's no one that holds that you make a bracha on a kiyum mitzvah without a maisa mitzvah. That's for sure, right? For example, you have a lot of, and the Ran himself says it on Gimel Amid Beis in the Da'at Be'erif here in Psachim, that you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah shebelev, right? We spoke about this last year, I think. He said that's why you don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of haseba, even though it sounds from the Gemara that mitzvah haseba is a mitzvah midrabanan. So we had that machlokis between the Rambam and the Rosh that the Briskarov made famous. Is mitzvah seseba a chelik of the of the other mitzvos halaylo, or is it its own mitzvah? So if you hold it, it's its own mitzvah. How come it doesn't get a bracha? Similarly, I don't know if we ever spoke this part out in Simchas Yontif. Why isn't there a bracha on the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif? Why isn't there a bracha on any mitzvah of Avelis? Why isn't there a bracha? All these mitzvos are kiyumim shebelev, right? And that's what the Beis Yosef writes, is why isn't that why isn't there a bracha on bittul chametz? Says also bittul's belev. There's no such thing as making a bracha on a mitzvah that's shebelev. So the same idea here. So nobody holds you make brachas on mitzvahs shebelev that don't have any maisa mitzvah that leads to the kiyum. But the Rambam sheet is that it has to be a maisa mesuyim, something which is demonstrative of the fact that I'm currently being mekayim in the mitzvah, whereas the other Rishonim don't seem to accept that. The Rush says, what's the difference if I sit or I stand, if I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah by walking into the sukkah right now? I think that's the kasha, the way the Rush formulates the kasha. He says, according to the Rambam, you should stand right outside the sukkah. Then before you walk in, say Leishiv Sukkah, then walk in, right? Isn't because once you're in the, you can be 1 inch into the sukkah, mekayim the mitzvah like that by staying there for a long time. So why don't you do that? So now we understand, because when a person walks into the sukkah, it's not megala milsa that he plans on being mekayim the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. Maybe he's just walking in to get something. But when he sits down at the table and it's a gloy milsa that he's trying to be mekayim the mitzvah, so that constitutes a maisa mefursam that the bracha should be chal on. Yeah.
Again, the Rush is going
to
hold that you need a
ma'isa. Everyone knows you need a ma'isa.
In order to make a bracha, the question is, do you need a ma'isa mesuyam?
Right. Right. Meaning any ma'isa which is gore mekiyum is automatically going to be good enough for a birchas hametz. I don't think the Rambam would say that if you stood the whole meal and you made the bracha while you were standing and didn't ever sit down, that's bad. Just not the best way to make the bracha. The best way to make the bracha is that it should be chal on a ma'isa mesuyim. And the Rush and the Ran say, who cares? As long as you're making a bracha on a ma'isa that's garim mekiyum, that's good enough. So I think if you could put these two varts together, it makes a lot of sense that the Rambam Shita is, in general, number one, you have to make the bracha not on the chefetz shel mitzvah, but on the ma'isa of the kiyum agavra, right? On the ma'isa of the gavra. So that's step one. And step two, the Rambam takes that even further and says that it's not enough to just be any ma'isa of the gavra. It should be the ma'isa of the gavra. There should be a ma'isa in particular that constitutes a ma'isa mesuyim when a person is mekayim the mitzvah. That is when you're supposed to make the birchas mitzvah beforehand. And that's one of the reasons why I feel so strongly it should be a lashon of li, not al. Al is only a fallback position when there's only the chefetz shel mitzvah. There's no ma'isa of the individual. Okay, l'chora, that's the Shitas of Rambam. Okay, the Rush quotes from... Oh, so just one more thing in the Rambam, I'm sorry. So the question is now, we have a bracha of al bir chametz, right? So we make the bracha al bir chametz when you do bedika. So it's a little bit strange. The Rambam, who feels so strongly that A, you should make a bracha on a ma'isa of the gavra, and B, it should be a ma'isa mesuyim that's gorim mekiyum shel mitzvah. Here, what's the real ma'isa you're doing? You're doing a ma'isa bedika. You're not doing a ma'isa biur. So why is it that the Gemara holds that you should make the bracha of al biur chametz when you begin the bedika? Why not go search out your chametz, find the chametz, then right before you throw it into the fire, make the bracha of al biur chametz? Right, make a bracha al bedikas chametz when you start, or livdok la chametz, I don't know. Right, and then livayra chametz or al bir chametz. Why dafka al bir chametz in this case? So, in order to understand this, we mentioned the Beis Yosef in Siman Taf Lamed Beis Sif Aleph. It's Reish Siman Taf Lamed Beis, beginning of Siman Taf Lamed Beis. He quotes the tour. The tour starts off the siman by saying that why do we make the bracha on the bedika? The bedika tchilas bir. That's the lashon of the tour. So really, that's a very weak statement, right? Since the bedika is the tchilas bir, so we're going to make a bracha on the bedika, but we're going to make al bir on the bedika. So the Beis Yosef says, what's pshat? What is he talking about? So he quotes from the Rush, and he says basically the pshat in the tour maybe along the following lines that. The real question that the tour had is, why don't we make the bracha al bedikas chametz? Why don't we make the bracha al biur? So therefore he explains that bedika is tchilas biur. And how is bedika tchilas biur? Because as soon as we finish doing the bedika, what do? We're mevatel belev any chametz that we didn't find. So we're going to be mevar via sreifa or any other effective means. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda of ein biur chametz el sreifa. We pass kenaf mefar zor leruach. right? But nevertheless, we're going to be Mekayim Bir Chametz with the Chametz that we found, and we're also going to be Mekayim Bir Chametz through Bittul. And we're going to do Bittul right after. So this works out well according to the Rambam Shita and Rashi Shita, that Bittul Chametz constitutes a valid method of Tashbisu. It doesn't work so well according to Tosfos, but okay. So Lamaisa, the Beis Yosef, is saying that once you're going to do Bir Chametz right as soon as you finish the Bedika, so the Bedika is Tchilas Bir, this is the beginning of the Bir process. The Bedika doesn't constitute a process Bifnei Atzma. Rather, it's the Tchilas Bir that we're going to accomplish Bir in two possible ways. Number one, by finding and destroying, and number two, by being Mevatel. So then he asked the Kasha, like we just mentioned, so why not just wait till the Bittul and make the Bracha there? Because we can't make the Bracha on the Bittul, because Ein Mevorchin Al Mitzvos Shebelev. So Bittul, we say the Bittul, right? We say the Bittul. We say, Kol Chamira, Dika Bershusi, etc. Yibatel, they have a Hefker Ka'afra Da'ara. Right? Somebody once asked the Kasha, what does Lashon Afra Da'ara have to do with Hefker? They have a Hefker Ka'afra Da'ara. Right? So if you look in the Mechaber, I believe the Mechaber's Lashon is, just you say, Yibatel Ka'afra Da'ara. I think it's the Mishnah Berurah, but I'm not sure. I think the Mishnah Berurah added the phrase, Yibatel V'lehavei Hefker Ka'afra Da'ara. Right, but Rav Shechter pointed out it's not so glatt the way the Mishnah Berurah added that line in. L'chori should have reversed it. Li batel ka'afra da'ara vile have a hefker. Why? Why should you reverse it?
Hefker doesn't make something offer.
Right. You hear? Because there's two possibilities. You have Rashi or Tosfos. You have the Rambam, you know, the Rambam Shita like Rashi, that there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu that's Niskayim al yidei Bittul. But you can only be Mevatel your own Chametz. Right? So you should say, Li Botel Ke'afra Da'ara, should be Mevatel it, like it should be like dirt or garbage or ashes or whatever. Or, if that was just a useless statement, it should have a Hefker. It should be Hefker. If the first thing didn't work, I'll try the second thing. So if you're really trying to be... So again, L'chara the Mishnah Berurah works because he says such a Lashon of Libatel V'lehevei Hefker Ke'afra Da'ara. But the Rishonim already point out, Lashon of Afra Da'ara is not Shaykh to Hefker. Right? Afra Da'ara is something that's worthless. Hefker is not worthless. Hefker can be extremely valuable, just not yours. So L'chora, you're totally Yotze, both Shitas according to the Mishnah Berurah, because you still said Lashon Libatel, but it's a little less awkward if you say Libatel Ke'afra Da'ara V'lehevei Hefker. Okay, well, my son, again, Yotze either way. But getting back to this, so we said this fits in well with the Shitas Rambam. So what's the pshat over here? So really, the Rambam would want you to make the bracha of Lith, meaning, who's doing the Bedikas Chametz? Every time you do the Bedikas Chametz, you should make the bracha of Li, you shouldn't make the bracha of Al. I don't know if I made the Kasha very clear at the beginning. I said, why do we say Al be your Chametz at the beginning of the Bedikas? So it's a double Kasha. Why are you saying Al? If you're doing it, it should be Li. And number two, why say Al Biur? You should say Al Bedikas. So we answer the Kasha of the Biur, because Eina Chinami, the Bedikas is Tchilas Biur, because you're going to be Mavarit in two possible ways. So why not make a separate bracha of Al Bedika and then make a bracha of Al Biur later, because you can't, because Mitzvah Shebelev. So the bracha of Al Biur Chametz begins with what? The Maisa Mesuyim that you're doing right now. You're doing the Maisa Mesuyim right now at the beginning of the Biur process. You're seeking out the Chametz in order to be Mavatalit. You can't make the bracha of Al Bedikas Chametz because it's not an end in and of itself. It's not a maisa that's gorem nikiyum, right? Because within the tachlis of the takana of Bedikas Chametz was the eventual purpose of Bir Chametz. So you can't make a bracha simply on the mitzvah derabanan of Al Bedikas Chametz. That's not going to be good enough because that's not a tachlis bifnei atzma. It's not a maisa that's gorem nikiyum. But if you just did Bedikas Chametz and you gathered all your Chametz together and then you left it there for the whole Pesach, were you Yotze even the Bedika? No, the Bedika is only worth anything if it leads to a Bittul. So you can't say, well, Bedikas Chametz is Mitzvah Derabanan and I should be able to make a bracha just like we make brachas on all Mitzvahs Derabanan. So the answer is no, because it's not a bracha that's a Tachas Bifnei Atzma. It has to be accompanied by a Biur. And when it's accompanied by a Biur, so really, the Iker is the beer. So we're going to say, Al Bir Chametz. Why don't we say, Livaer, like the Rambam would have us say by other mitzvahs? Because this is not a Maisa that contains within it a Kiyom HaMitzvah. So yes, it is, the ikar is on you, the gavra. You should be doing it, and we want to be koveya livayer, but we can't because this is not the maisa mitzvah that's chal on the gavra, that's gorim the kiyum. The kiyum is only when the biur happens, so you can make the bracha on it as the beginning of the biur process, but it's not enough of a maisa mesuyim to tell you that you're going to be accomplishing biur chametz with this, so all you're left with is the chefta shel mitzvah. You can make a bracha on the biur process. Because this maisa that I'm about to perform right now is not bir chametz, it's bedikas chametz. But there is a cheftza of the mitzvah shel bir in front of me that begins now, and I'm going to make the bracha now, which will eventually lead to the total package of bir chametz. So you end up with a bracha on the cheftza shel mitzvah, because you can't make a bracha on the maisa mitzvah, either because A, you're not going to be doing a maisa for the maisa shel mitzvah, because it's going to be bittel, or B, even if it is bir, that's going to come later, not right now, so all you're left with is the cheftza shel mitzvah. Yeah. So l'chora, I was thinking about that, and l'chora, the answer is because it's not a davar hashava l'chol nefesh, to paraphrase the inyan, right? It's not something. A lot of times you'll do bedika, you won't find anything. So you're still going to be mavayer. The lashon of the Beis Yosef is that at the end of the bedika process, you're still going to be mavayer the chametz that's eino yadua by doing bittel. But lemaisa, it's not going to automatically have a bag of chametz to burn at the end of it. So I don't think you can wait until the end of it when you already basically did the legwork on the mitzvah. The chachamim were koveya that how do you do bir chametz every year, whether you have chametz or not? You do bedika, you do bittel, and then you throw some into the fire before the Zman Isser sets in, right? But at the end of the day, you can't wait till later when you have nothing to throw into the fire. You're better off making the bracha on the cheftza shel mitzvah, which is the bedika, which hopefully will lead to a bir process, but lav dafka.
And let's say you have no bread at all,
So you're making the bracha on the mitzvah derabanan of bedika, which was really just a derabanan way of accomplishing biur. So you still did a mitzvah, meaning the minhag to put out the 10 pieces is lovely, but at the end of the day, it's not necessary, right? You could still make the bracha on the bedikas chametz because the etzem bedika is the mitzvah of biur as the rabbanan laid it out for you. But that's not the real mitzvah of biur. The real mitzvah of biur is to actually do bittel on real chametz / throw real chametz into the fire. But we can't sit and wait for you to find chametz that you're definitely going to throw into the fire. So when they were misakin, when to say a bracha, they were misakin at a mitzvah midrabanan that they knew for sure that you were going to do.
They're checking yourself.
Correct. Which is essentially tchilas biur. There might not end up being an actual biur. That doesn't bother us so much because there's still you can make the bracha on the mitzvah midrabanan of bedika. Correct. Which is what we said. I'm saying that's... Okay. So that's actually what I want to say over from the Rambam. That's... Jumped the gun a little before. Okay. One second. The Rosh quotes from Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, take a look in the Rosh. It's in Simen Yud. He goes through tons of different brachos here. I don't know if I'm going to find it right now. I don't know. You can take a look. Oh, there it is. Rabbeinu Tam, Hoyanosin Tam Ledover. It's in the middle of Simen Yud. I'd say it's probably halfway through Simen Yud. He goes through a large number of mitzvahs here. It's really, just all these, the Rishonim here are very exhaustive. They do like a really clear, thorough job of telling you what their shita and how it would flow and like going through some of the seeming exceptions to the rule. That's why I told you, if you go through, I highly recommend going through all these Rishonim inside and seeing that like our methodology of making brachas on mitzvahs doesn't exactly match up with any one shita exactly. But you see why the Ri had a hard time. It's not his fault. You see why the Ri had a very hard time, because all the Rishonim have to sort of stand on their heads to try to figure out, what about this one, what about that one? It's not so poshut, right? Like the Rambam's way, for example, we didn't get involved in it, but the brach of al mitzvah tefillin, right? The Rambam doesn't have such a brach, so we don't have to worry about it. You know, the Rambam only has the brach of al mitzvah tefillin if you were sach bein time, if he spoke out in between the tefillah shel yad and tefillah shel rosh. So it's not really a big kasha on the Rambam, because if it works out perfectly in our way of explaining the Rambam, or of Soloveitchik's way of explaining the Rambam, is that what really the ikar mitzvah of tefillin is to put the tefillin on. They wanted to make the bracha on the maisa of putting the tefillin on. So they only make a bracha on the tefillin shel yad, dafka, not the tefillin shel rosh. There's no maisa putting on the tefillin shel rosh. The whole yisod of the tefillin shel rosh is that you should be mu'utar in the tefillin shel rosh. You remember we spoke that out when we talked about the sugya of sleeping with your tefillin on. Being mu'utar with the tefillin shel rosh is the major aspect of the kiyum. To put them on exactly is not actually the it. And nafkamina in terms of the way we do it, that is there really an inyan of overlasiyasa when you don't have a maisa attached to it. So we try to mekayim over lasiyah. So anyway, we put it like 1 inch off the spot, and then we try to make the bracha and put it on the spot. But lamaisa, is that even necessary? So according to the Rambam, when you have the bracha of li versus al, so you have the bracha of li all the time. Let's say you were sach bein time. So now you already did your maisa mitzvah, but the problem is that all you're left with is the kiyum mitzvah of putting on the tefillin shel rosh, so you want to make a separate bracha on the tefillin shel rosh because you can't be motziah with the bracha on the maisa mitzvah that you did before. So you make dafka bracha of al, not a bracha of lit. Works out perfectly. According to Rabbeinu Tam, not so clear. So Rabbeinu Tam has to have a little bit of a different take on these things. So yeah.
And for us, we make a bracha on the lanya and then always make a separate bracha
right
on the shel rosh, because we're saying, what are we saying? That
we're saying that it's little two separate mitzvahs that are tolling bracha. I don't know if you look.
Right, okay, but what's the long of the shel rosh? We're not. It's also there. We're not there.
Yeah. So read the rosh. I don't really have time to go through the whole thing, but read the rosh here. He goes through that kasha. That's why Dafka mentioned that question. According to the, I think I found it. Uvetfilin nimtza besvar meduyakim b'mitzvahs tefillin v'chein kasev Rav Alfas. No. Why didn't that help? No. Where's the? I can't find it in the rush right now. I don't know. I thought I just found it, but it's not true. Oh, Mashem Mevarchem Mitzvilin Shel Yad Lihaniach Val Sharosh Al Mitzvahs Mishim Dilo Ratzu Chavim Lesakin Shtei Brachos Zu Achar Zu B'Mitzvah Achas Shavos. So you got to sort of stand on your head to find, he's introducing new svaras here that don't work exactly. So there have been times, again, nobody's way is going to be super glot, saying there's going to be exceptions to every rule, and then you have to finagle the exceptions a little bit to try to fit them into your general view. So that's the problem with Rabbein Tam. Again, I'm not saying the Rosh is wrong in his explanation of the mitzvah tefillin. I'm just saying that's one of the major ones that doesn't come out looking so good, according to. I'm just using it as a justification for the Re, who looked at all these brachos and threw his hands up and just said, I don't see a pattern. You know? Okay. Lamaisa, what is the Shita of Rabbein Tam? So he says, the kol mitzvahs denasos miyad shayach levorach aleihen al. All the mitzvahs that you're going to be mekayim, the whole mitzvah right now, that's when you say al. Kigon, al mikra megillah, al hatvila, al netilas yadayim, al afrashas truma, al achilas matzvah, al achilas marar. Those are al mitzvahs. Ava lichoniach tefillin lehisatef batzitnis v'leishe basuka, yesh bahen shihui. You have to wait for the kiyum mitzvah to come later. V'aloshen moral kach lios meutar betfilin v'lios atuf betzitzis v'leishiv basuka v'lechol otayel kol ayom u'lahadlik ner chanaka yeshihui b'mitzvasa k'damin b'bam madlikin mitzvasa mishetishka chama achetichla regal menashuk. That's a little bit iffy, right? He says that what's the pshat that since the zman is nimshuch achetichla regal menashuk. So Mamela, that's a hemshech of the mitzvah, but don't we paskin kol sa'ina zalka kla? Right, you understand the kasha? He's saying if the mitzvah is a mitzvah nimsheches, so then You know, so then you make the bracha of al, or li, excuse me. If it's a mitzvah that you can mekayim right now, so you make the bracha of al. So I would have thought, based on the din of Kol Shein Zalkaglo, that al would have fit in perfectly for hadlakas ner Chanukah. You should make that shana sol zvanu al ner Chanukah, or al hadlakas ner Chanukah, right? Not li hadlik ner. Why li? So he says, because this man is achatich l'regel min hashuk. So what's the answer? It's the same exact thing by sukkah, no? Sukkah is also, what do you mean? I ate a kibetz of oat in the sukkah, or the first night, let's say, I ate a kezias in the sukkah. That was yotzei, finished. I am going to eat more? Who cares? Right? So the answer is no. When it's shayach to be mamshich, when it's shayach to continue to do the whole mitzvah, then we make the bracha of li. We don't make the bracha of al. And since it's shayach to continue when it comes to yeshiva besukkah, when it's shayach to be yotzei, when it comes to atifa betzitzis and tefillin, if I take off the tefillin, if I put on my tzitzis and my tefillin and I lay in krishma, then I take them off, was I not yotzei the mitzvah? Of course I was. But it's a mitzvah nimsheches, it continues on. The more I wear, the more I'm a kayim. So yinachinami, Chanukah is the same thing. The zman is achatich l'regel min hashuk, meaning kol zman, that the Chanukah lights are still lit, I'm continuing to be yotzei the mitzvah. It's all going back to my original maisa hadlaka, yinachinami. So it's also going back to my original everything when I do a maisa mitzvah that's nimshuk. But at the end of the day, this fact that the mitzvah is achatich l'regel min hashuk, he's not saying that, oh, since the zman continues on, that's why it's a mitzvah nimsheches. No, he's saying kol zman, that it's lotich l'regel min hashuk, it's shayach to be mekayim more and more pesumin isa, and you be mekayim the mitzvah more and more, and therefore you continue to do the mitzvah. I think that's the l'chora, the way you read the Rosh's Vort and Rabbeinu Tam.
Is he holding there's no there's no significant halachic status to the nigud by Tiyas Hadayim?
The niguv is something, because the Gemara says it doesn't have to be a maisa niguv. That's important. the niguv is important. It doesn't have to be a maisa niguv. If you stand there and shake your hands up and down, so as soon as they're dry, you're done. Let's say you wash until it's a dime in a place that only has a hand dryer, it doesn't have a towel. So you're not doing anything wrong. Right, the only thing they say is don't wipe your hands on your shirt. Right, don't wipe your hands on your pants or whatever. Although I don't remember. I think the Mishnah Berurah is a Mishnah Berurah. It's a suffix whether it's dafka shirt or I don't remember, something like that. It says don't wipe your hands on your clothes. Let's say it's a kasha l'shikha or whatever. So that's not the way to go. But to shake your hands up and down in the air once they're dry, and you're definitely yotze the mitzvah. So it's just that it's a shtickle over lasiyaso of the mitzvah being completed. It's not there's a chisaron in your netilas yadayim kol zman that you didn't wipe them.
Right, but I'm saying, but the fact that he says in his hagdor al netilas yadayim, so if I'm just washing right now, and if still there's the mitzvah still continues on until you do the nigov, no matter even if it's a meisah nigov or whatever. There's still another part to it.
Right, but it's a package mitzvah. No, it's a package. You can put that little mitzvah in a box and you can say, now it's done. Once the maisa is done, you're done. You know, same thing with all these things. Netilas lulav, you would think that on one hand, you might fit it into the other category. So this is where you get very iffy with this hagdara. Netilas lulav, wouldn't that be similar to Neris Chanukah, the way we're explaining it, in that, like, well, you're really done because mida'ag me'nafik bay, but on the other hand, there's a hemshich of the nanuim, and then you can say a long halal. You can walk around like Danchi Yushalayim and Mekayim all day. So, yeah, I mean, I think the answer there, you can get out of that kasha, because the Gemara already said, ein achinami, we'd rather make a li when it comes to Tilas Lulav, but we have no choice because you were already yotza when you picked it up, so you have to say al. So that's the exception to the rule, even according to the Gemara. Right, but when it comes to most of these mitzvahs that he lists off, those mitzvahs, you put it in a box, did it, finished. Mashen kein talus. When are you done wearing tzitzis? You're never done. You could wear the same pair of tzitzis your whole life. Right? I think Munkacha Hasidim do that. Not their whole life, literally, but I'm saying, I don't know, a friend of mine has lineage as a Munkacha Hasid. I think he wears a talus, so he makes a bracha on his talus separately, but basically wears the same talis cotton all the time. He takes it off when he changes, when he takes a shower, whatever. Eventually he gets a new one every once in a while, but I think he wears it all the time. So I think he said it was because of his lineage as a Munkacha Chassid. But Lamaisa, he, you know, so you don't, he's never done with the mitzvah. So you could say, aye, what about when it's nighttime? According to the Rosh, you're not putter from tzitzis when it's nighttime. So the mitzvah continues. Saying, if you're going to wear pajamas at night, so then you're going to be putter. But the mitzvah could continue on forever if you really wanted it to. But Lamaisa, you know, it's not a mitzvah you can put into the box. So then, oh, these other mitzvahs, you can put them in. The Tilsi Daim, you can put it in a box. You're going to be done pretty soon with the Tilsi Daim one way or another. Your hands are not going to stay wet for that long. Right? I think that's the idea. Anyway, so the Rabbeinu Tam's Yisod is what? That when the mitzvah is in front of you, you say, ow. When the mitzvah is not there, so then you say, when the mitzvah is not in front of you, completely say, lit. So Rav Soloveitchik explains it's pretty much just the opposite of the Rambam. Rabbeinu Tam is saying what? When the whole mitzvah is in front of you, you have the whole Chetzer Shel Mitzvah in front of you, so then you say the bracha of Al. And when the Chetzer Shel Mitzvah is Nimshach for later, then you say the bracha on the Maaseh of the Gavra. You say Li. Right? So Lechor, it's the same biur in what Rav Soloveitchik means to say, that the Rabbeinu Tam wants you making the bracha on the Chetzer Shel Mitzvah. He doesn't necessarily want you making the bracha on the Maaseh of the Gavra. The Lecherchila version is you make a bracha on the Chetzer. And so what? So when you have the opportunity to do so, you say Al. If you don't have the opportunity to say Al, what are you going to do? So say the bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah that you're performing right now. Say the Lit. Because again, you're not going to make a bracha on the Kiyom HaMitzvah later, you're going to make a bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah now. When you put the Tzitzis on, that's the Maisa Shel Mitzvah of Atifa B'Tzitzis. Granted, there's an additional Kiyom HaMitzvah as you go of being Mu'utaf B'Talis and Tvilin, but at the end of the day, you make the bracha on the Maisa. You don't make the bracha on the Chetzer Shel Mitzvah because the Chetzer Shel Mitzvah continues on. You don't have it all in front of you. And therefore, the Iker is to make the bracha on the Chetzer Shel Mitzvah, and you do so whenever possible. Chora, that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, as Rav Soloveitchik explains it. Okay, the Ran has a shita here where he quotes from the Ravid. The Ran asks the same kasha as Tosos. He says, I don't understand something. He says, we had the whole song and dance in the Gemara in terms of Al versus Lin. Kuli Alma agrees that Al works. So why all of a sudden are we, Kuli Alma agrees that Li works, so why are we saying Al in the Psak Halacha? So he quotes from the Ravid that, he says, the Hachi Ka'amar. The Hilchos the Af Al Bir Lahaba Mashma, O Miu Amar Livayer Lo Mahadrinan Le. Ela shehu nikar mibir chosav she'eno talmid chacham. So he says, sometimes you have to show off that you're a talmid chacham. Huh? He says, chayotze bezeh, the parakeets and mevorchen, darmin and hasam, bimotzi kuliyam alo pligi, v'afal pichin pasku v'hilchasa ha-motzi. Is machlokes, should you say motzi lechem in aretz or ha-motzi lechem in aretz? V'idmar Allah, demand the mevorch motzi, zeo shom ralav, the adam, Adam Godol Hu. So Bishlomi Mashminun Hamotzi Shapir. Elohashta Maika Mashmalan Bimotzi Kuliyama Lo Pligi. Right, so the Gemara basically says that if you say motzi at the end of the day, so you're not showing off that you know anything about Hilchos Brachos, because you don't necessarily know that Hamotzi works. But if you say Hamotzi, then you're showing that you know that Hamotzi works, and that's why we say Hamotzi Lechem in Arts, even though everybody agrees that Motzi Lechem in Arts works as well. Because you're teaching people the right way to do things. Motzi's also the right way to do things. Sometimes you have to show people, if there's a Havamina, that this is not the right thing to do. Sometimes it's incumbent upon people who are in the know to show people that this is, in fact, the right thing to do. Yanni Dioma, a friend of mine, used to hang out in the library on the fifth floor. So it's different in NYU. So he was my roommate, my second to last year in Smicha. So he told me one time he got into a big argument with some guys who were a little bit more to the left. So he was hanging out. There's typical fifth floor hack. I don't know what it's like now. This was already must have been about 10 years ago, 11 years ago. So I don't know who's hanging out on the fifth floor now, but in those days he had, you know, all kinds of hack, you know, generally centered around some Torah subject, which was good. So, but this type of hack, so this particular individual, who happens to be a very knowledgeable fellow, so who said, you have to go, it's not an option, you have to go to a women's Megillah reading. He says, if you're a man, you have to go to a women's Megillah reading. So he's like, so my friend said, what are you talking about? He says, why would you dafka choose to go to a women's Megillah reading and be yotze, according to some Rishonim, maybe even Rov Rishonim, when you could go to a men's Megillah reading, for women also, so you can go to a men's Megillah reading and be yotze according to all the Rishonim. So they didn't like that kasha very much. So he tainted, no, it's a chiv to go to a women's Megillah reading because that's showing that it works. Meaning you have an achrayus upon yourself as someone who's in the know to show everybody that women's Megillah reading is also a legitimate way to do it. And even though you're only being yotze according to Rov Rishonim, you're not being yotze according to all Rishonim, it's not worth it. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't matter. Saying, he says, not so. But he wasn't so concerned with the Mishnah Berurah, he wasn't so concerned with the poskim. Just saying that since Rov Rishonim hold that it works, you have an achrayus to go. So I told him at the time, I said, I don't know if he was quoting this ravid or he was mechaven to this ravid. I said, there is such a ravid that says such a svara that when you are in the know that the halacha is also X, even though the halacha could very well be Y, it's incumbent upon you to show that this way works. So I said, the problem is, it's not so true in this case. It's not that all the Rishonim, it's not that the Gemara came out in Paskin, Al also works. Here you have the Bahag Shita that Al does not work. Not literally Al does not work, that women's Megillah readings don't work. So, and that's the Psak of the Halach and the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. It's not like that Bahag just fell by the wayside. So you have, it's not exactly a good comparison. So I thought that maybe I thought to bring a Raya to this interesting Shita by saying this Ravid, but in the end, I don't think it's a raya because the Ravid was going based on a Gemara. Ravid said, the Gemara says, this is the halacha, it also works. Whereas to say, to dafka go against the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, it's not so pashut. Okay. Yeah.
Do you think there's any other instances, halacha ma'isa, that a person should do that? Or it's like, machlokes, poskim, whatever, in some way. And like, the olam is like, no, like, in a certain way. But just to show that there is another opinion, specifically go out of your way and do it, or not for us.
I wouldn't do it without first consulting with a person who is both familiar with the halacha and familiar with the ways of the world. You know, I wouldn't. I would be weary of such things. You know, many, many things that you could chuckle to yourself, but you act like everybody else, saying when the aron opens, you stand up. There's no reason to stand up when the aron is open, right? Even if you hold that there's the mitzvah is to stand up when the Torah is in motion. There's no mitzvah to stand up when the aron is open. So that's problem number one. Problem number two, I think the Taz points out that even if you held there was a mitzvah to stand up when the Torah wasn't in motion, so I mean that would be pretty unfortunate because then there'd be a mitzvah to stand up the entire time somebody's holding a Torah, saying but even so, the aron, if it's dalet tvachim by dalet tvachim, constitutes a separate rishus anyway, so the Torah is ki'ilu in the next room. So there's no Indian to stand up. Bottom line is, when that aron opens up, you stand up, okay? You could laugh to yourself, say, ha ha, I know you don't have to stand up when the aron's open, but you stand up when the aron's open. You know, it's like that. So what, it's your achrayus to teach the world that they don't have to give kavod to the Torah. I can't imagine, I'm sure there probably are so many instances, but there are some instances, but like I can't imagine there are too many instances where you're really doing a great service to humanity by showing them that the other way is also good. I don't know. All right, so the Ran himself quotes this Ravid, and the Ran then, you know, the Ran points out that the Iker Chilik that we can make is between a mitzvah that a person has to do for himself versus a mitzvah that a person is chayev to mekayim or can be mekayim al yidei acherim. So when it comes to a mitzvah that you have to do yourself, then you have to say le. But if you have a mitzvah that's efshar al yidei acherim, so that's the machlokis in the Gemara. The Gemara says, perhaps the pshat is that when you're doing it yourself, even though it could be done al yidei acherim, you should say the nusach of le, just like a mitzvah that you can only do for yourself. Whereas when there's a mitzvah, what others would, excuse me, let me just reformulate that. When there's a mitzvah that you're doing for yourself, but could be done by others, like bedikas chametz, so then that's the machlokis in the Gemara. One mandarman in the Gemara says that livayer is the way to go, because just as a mitzvah you can only do yourself, you say li, so too this mitzvah you say li. Mashen kein, the other opinion says that no, since if somebody else was going to do the mitzvah for you, he would have to say al, so when you do the mitzvah, you should also say al. Right? That's perhaps the pshat in the Gemara. That's the way the Ran wants to learn. The problem is, that's not what the Gemara says. Right? What does the Gemara say? It says, Bilavayr, kuliyamalo pligi, that it's mashmala haba. It's all about overlasiyaso. Right? It's mashmala haba. And then the question is whether or not al is mashmala haba. Right? So lechora, the way the Ran explains the Gemara, I think he pretty much spells it out like this, is that the words of the Gemara obviously are dafka, but you explain them a little lav dafka. That the Gemara is saying, everyone agrees that li is lahaba, so obviously that's why when you do the mitzvah yourself, you say lashon li. Al may not be lahaba, but when somebody else comes and does the mitzvah for you, what choice do you have? He can't say li, he's not his mitzvah. So he uses a bidyevedik lashon of al. But that doesn't mean that when you show up to do the mitzvah, you should use a b'di'evid lashon of al, you should use the mitzvah of lit. And the other mandamer says, no, once the other guy is saying al, you should also say al, because al is mashma lahaba. Right? That's the way that the Ran would explain the machlokis in the Gemara. Then comes along the Gemara and asks Akasha, wait a minute, what about mila? It's al ha-mila. So what do we see? That al is mashma lahaba. So he said, nah, that's not true, because if the father would have done the bris, he would say leh. And if you would have done your own shechita, you would say leh. So isn't that a raya against the Ran, that's not the pshat in the Gemara? Because the Gemara then says, if you were to do it yourself, you would say leh. But we paskin al. Why do we paskin al, says the Ran? Because at the end of the day, we want it to be the same nusach if someone else is doing it for you, or if you happen to be doing it for yourself. So the mitzvahs that can be done, idea cherim. So those are the mitzvos that you should say al. But that's against the Gemara. The Gemara says if you're going to do it yourself, say lit. So what's the answer? It's not a fair kasha to ask at this hour, because it's a trick question, right? Because who's the mandamer who gives that answer? Right. I'm sorry, I know it's late. Who's the mandamer who gives that answer? Again, the Gemara has a kasha. It says, al hamila, so how can you tell me that al is not lahaba mashma? So what's the answer? No, there you have no choice, because he's not the guy doing the mitzvah. Someone else is doing the mitzvah for him. But enachinami, if he was going to do the mitzvah, he would say li. Why? Because al is meikara mashma, not lahaba mashma. So it's the wrong mandamer giving that teretz. No, still no? All right, let's call it for tonight. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to... continue from here. We'll try to wrap up the Ran a little bit. Maybe we'll do some in Yanei Purim tomorrow night, just because I think I want to move to the second perek, and I'm not quite sure I'm going to be around next week much, so I have to play it by ear next week. So maybe we'll try to get some Purim related in Yanei in before Purim. Did I ever tell you that vort in the Meiri's Halal Shita, that you say Halal when you don't have a Megillah, why the Rambam doesn't paskin like the Meiri? All right, maybe I'll say that over tomorrow. Anyway, okay. Yeah. Again,